What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to another Where Are They Now edition of the Side Hustle Show, because a year from now, you're going to wish you'd started today. In this episode, we're catching up with Brian Schooley, host of the That Loan Signing Dude podcast. We last heard from Brian in episode 286, which was back mid-2018, when he was earning $1,500 to $2,000 a month as a mobile notary loan signing agent. Since then, he's gone full-time into the signing agent business, and lately is averaging $10,000 a month. To find out how, let's get Brian on the line.
I've actually taken the business from a part-time thing to my full-time gig. I just continued slowly to grow it over time and time. And at some point, it was starting to rival my 9-to-5 job, you know, in income. Then it overtook my 9-to-5, and I was still doing both. And then at one point, the point where I really, really had to take a look at it was when it was doubling my income from my 9-to-5 job. And I said, I got to quit.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had been doing my other job for approximately 20 years. So it was a big deal to quit, you know, to jump out of that industry and to go from being an employee to, you know, an entrepreneur. I mean, it was a big, big deal for me. I mean, scary. Some people, I guess, can do it easily. That wasn't me. You know, I have three kids, you know, I got a house, and it was scary, but yeah, now I'm full time and I'm loving life.
Yeah. It's interesting. Some people who are like, oh, an entrepreneur will jump off the cliff and, you know, build their parachute on the way down. Other people are like, I want to have my side hustle cover my monthly expenses. I want my side hustle to match my day job salary. And here you're at the point where like, it's double my day job salary, and it's still a scary move to pull the plug and,
yeah,
and make the leap.
Yeah. I just like being honest with people. It's like, man, I was scared. I was like, this seems scary. To get out of, like, I realized that I was kind of like a dog, man. I was going to work that 9-to-5 every day, and I was just doing it out of routine. And then, like, I wasn't, you know, able to kind of break free from that mentality because it was just scary, you know. And then finally, I was just like, you know what happened was I was exhausted. I was running two full-time jobs, trying to be a parent, you know, relationships. And it was just like, this is too much, and I got to just make the jump. And it was the best move ever.
Can you give a sense of where you're at today, revenue-wise?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm averaging about 10,000 a month. My biggest month this year, I did 14 grand, man. It's crazy.
Wow. Anything change on the marketing front to just get more signings? Like, it seems like it's a volume game in the sense that I got to get booked to make that kind of income.
I think for me personally, it was like this slow like burn of creating relationships with people. And then one by one connecting, I did a lot of referrals. Like I would, you know, I'd meet one escrow officer and I'd start really doing well with them. And I'd say, hey, do you have any friends in the industry? And they'd be like, are there escrow officers? And I'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, oh yeah, you know, I know Barbara over at this place. And I'd be like, can I go see her and tell her that you sent me? And she'd be like, yes, absolutely. You know, and then I would go over to that business and I would talk to them and I'd be like, hey, so-and-so sent me over here. For me, it's been like connecting this web, you know, of people who all know each other and just, yeah.
So you're kind of relying more on this in-person network rather than the signing services.
Oh yeah, full on. I don't work for signing services. Yeah, I haven't worked for a signing service in probably over a year. It's all been direct business. That also is a huge jump. You know, when you're doing the loan signing thing, if you're working for a signing service, well, when you go direct, they call it, so you go directly to the escrow offices, you're going to pretty much double the amount you make per signing.
Because the signing service takes a fee on each one. Okay.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So that's kind of what I've heard is like, that's the initial way to go out and get business. It's like you sign up for dozens of these things and it's like, hey, first available, first come, first serve. Like, hey, I need somebody in this area. And they'll just put the word out and you can say, yeah, I'll take it. But then you're saying I can increase my income. I can build maybe more reliable sources of leads through these direct relationships.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I probably jumped over that just because maybe the last time we talked, I was still doing signing service stuff. But yeah, I went out, you know, and marketed myself directly to the offices. So now there is no more middleman. It's just me. Like you said, now I have the relationship with the person who actually is handing out the work. And I'm not relying on getting a text from some random company that I have no relationship with. Yeah.
If you're just starting out, is that even a conversation that you can have with an escrow officer, or do you need to kind of put in your time first?
You can. What's funny was that when I was really new, I started doing signing services, and then I was kind of I guess I was a little bit bold, and I went to, you know, some events, and I met some escrow officers, and one of them gave me a chance. And then like a year later or 2 years later, you know, I told this lady, I said, you know, when you gave me that first chance, like, I didn't know anything. I was brand new, you know, I didn't know squat. And she's like, I knew. And I was like, whoa. And I'm like, why did you use me? And she's like, I don't know. I just thought it trusted you. It seemed I wanted to give you a chance, you know? I mean, it is possible. You just have to develop relationships. You have to show people who you are, and they have to trust you.
Now, one surprising thing, and I've seen this from multiple signing agents in the Facebook group, is that the pandemic and lower interest rates has actually increased this business, and with refinancing and all this stuff. Whereas, you know, on the surface, it's like, I don't want this random stranger coming into my house. Can you talk about the COVID impacts of the loan signing game?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I'm always really careful when I talk about it. But for me, it's been amazing. I know it's been like a hard thing for everybody. I'm just saying, business-wise, what I saw happen was right away, a lot of notaries chose to not take signings, you know, because they were concerned with their health and real things. And I was kind of like, well, I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm going to just go for it. You know, I want to take care of, you know, my escrow officers. And so I just went for it. And what I noticed was the pool of people who were working shrunk. And then also the amount of signings went up. And so I really keyed in on it. And I took it as my opportunity to prove to all the people that I work for that I'm willing to go the extra mile and go out to people and meet them. And I mean, I guess take risk for them and for their business. And it really paid off for me because interest rates, you know, went down. So refis went up. There was more business to be had and there was fewer people doing the work. And so I just really jumped on it, man. And I considered it an opportunity, you know, for me.
And you've been healthy so far. So that's good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen some pictures from other notaries, like just saying it's a mess, like trying to pass documents through like a kitchen window and like trying to set up a card table on the front lawn and like trying to do it all distanced. I mean, it's probably dictated somewhat by the homeowner or the borrower, like what they're comfortable with. Is there some level of protection in place?
I definitely go off of the borrower. You know, if they want to meet outside, we'll meet outside. If they want to meet, you know, I've done signings on the back of my truck, you know, open the tailgate, we sign right there. They've set up card tables in their front lawn. It's made it a little bit more difficult, but the way I look at it is, I mean, it's work. It has to be done. Somebody's got to do it. Like, I'll figure out a way to do it. And is it more annoying? Yes. I used to, you know, say like, my job is the greatest job. I just go to Starbucks and I meet people at Starbucks and we sign documents, we drink coffee. And now it's like, it's a little bit more complicated, but it's not worth complaining over it. And it's people are, you know, there is like a fear attached to the whole COVID thing. And it's like, it's my job to accommodate them is the way I look at it.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search and hit the ground running with your new hire. But what if you could get rid of the search part and just get matched with qualified candidates? Well, now you can with our sponsor, Indeed. It's simple. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. The matching and hiring platform is trusted by over 3.5 million businesses worldwide to connect with great talent faster. And 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. For my next hire, I'm using Indeed to tap into a talent pool of 350 million unique monthly visitors. And what else is cool is Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. And how about this? Side Hustle Show listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Just go to Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Side Hustle Show. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you travel a lot for work or for vacation, you might be familiar with that feeling you get knowing you're leaving your space unused for long periods of time and you're still paying for that privilege. But hosting on Airbnb means you don't have to leave your home sitting empty when you're away. Being an Airbnb host isn't just a way to earn some extra cash. It's a chance to share your space and make a guest's vacation all the more memorable. You might be thinking, maybe my place isn't the right fit, but don't write it off just yet. Your potential Airbnb might be right in front of you. Whether it's a spare room or even your entire home, there's an opportunity waiting. Airbnb turns your home into a practical and even profitable venture. We just got back from a family trip to Hawaii where we stayed in a great Airbnb, but our place back home could have been a highlight to somebody else's travels, and we could have used the extra cash to help pay for the trip. So if you're curious about hosting on Airbnb, find out how much your space could be worth by visiting airbnb.com/host. Once again, that's airbnb.com/host. An essential business got to get done. The other thing that I've heard is a transition to online remote notarization. Have you heard any buzz around this? Have you played around with this at all?
I've heard a little bit about it. I've done what they call some hybrid signings. So there's certain documents that don't need to be notarized, you know, in California, and they'll send those documents to the borrowers before I even get there. They e-sign them, and then I'll show up with the ones that do need to be notarized. But as far as like the future, as far as what I hear, you know, still in California, it's like what they call a wet signature state. So they have to have real wet signatures on these certain documents. So I kind of hope it stays that way, because I feel like if it goes to all digital, I don't know if a notary from another state could notarize here. I'm not sure all the legalities of it yet, but I feel like the way it is now kind of secures work for me.
Yeah, you got a good thing going. You've got the Loan Signing Dude podcast going. What else are you working on? What's the future of the signing business here?
Yeah, I do have the podcast, which is something I do on the side, and it's just for fun, and it's to help encourage other people who are getting started. And I'm going to start doing some new episodes on that soon. But the next step for me is creating a signing service. I'm not really sure about like how big it's going to be, but what it's going to be for me is a tool so that I can not say no to work. Basically, what it's going to be is so that I can work when I want to and not work when I don't want to. If I get a signing at night, what happens now is, you know, some nights if I have a signing, but we have a family event, I say no to the signing because, you know, I'm going to be with my family. But what I want to do is create a signing service so that I can give that work to somebody else. They can go do the job. I can still make money. And then I also don't have to ever tell my escrow officers no. So yeah, the next step definitely is that. And then who knows where that could go. I mean, that could go to me just managing the signing service and not doing signings anymore. I don't know, but that would be the next step.
Yeah. I mean, that's similar to a lot of service-based businesses where you get too busy to take on more work. It's like, well, I don't want to turn it down, so I got to have somebody else on my team, essentially, to go and take care of it.
Yeah, and I do have a couple people that I'm talking to. They're brand new notaries, and what I'm looking at is kind of mentoring them and teaching them the business the way I do it. And then I've actually started all the paperwork and stuff for the signing service. Once I get them going, they're going to be just like, I'm going to train them to be little mini-me's, you know, and I'll just send them the work and create a little team.
I like it. Well, Brian, I appreciate you joining me again. Check him out, that Loan Signing Dude podcast. Excited to see what you come up with in the future over there. In 2018, you gave the number one tip that the fortune is in the follow-up, which I believe is very true. If you have any advice this time around, would love to hear it here.
Okay. I was talking to a friend of mine who he started a business too. We were both talking about how people will start businesses and then like it won't go anywhere. And we were saying, you know, the only difference between us and them is that we never stopped. We just never stopped. There's people who they'll go so far and they get frustrated and they stop. And they're the ones who don't make it. But the ones who do make it are just the ones who never stopped going. And so, you know, for me, it's been like this slow burn of like making barely any money to making a little bit of money to making wow. And then just it blew my mind. But it's just because I never stop. Like, I'm not better than anybody else. It's just, I just, for some reason, have the ability to just keep going. So yeah, just keep going, everybody.
I will wear them down with persistence. I like it.
That's right. I'll win sooner or later.
Brian, well, thanks so much for catching up. Always good to hear what you're up to.
Yeah, thank you.
That is it for me. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show, where you'll hear from another Side Hustle Show listener who's more than tripled his business since we last caught up and still counts just about every house in town as a potential customer. I'll see you then. Hustle on.